Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, as we continue discussing the halachos of being Mekadesh the Chodesh, of establishing Rosh Chodesh. As we learned previously, the Beis Din would decide which day is Rosh Chodesh based on the sighting of the moon. People who saw the moon would have to go to Beis Din. They would report their observation to the judges there, and after determining that the witnesses are eligible to testify and that their testimony is in fact reliable, the judge would then declare that it is in fact Rosh Chodesh. Now, as our Mishnah is going to teach us, sometimes it was necessary for witnesses to actually violate Shabbos on their way to the Beis Din, and the Mishnah is going to teach us when being Mechalel Shabbos for testifying about the new moon was in fact allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalen Es HaShabbos Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. There are 2 months of the year when witnesses who saw the new moon are allowed to in fact violate Shabbos. What are the months? The months are Nisan and Tishrei. Shebahen Hashluchen Yotzin L'Surya. We know that the Kiddush HaChodesh is more important on Nisan and Tishrei than the other months, because messengers would go out on these months to tell the Jews of Syria and other distant communities which day had been declared as Rosh Chodesh. These are the messengers mentioned in the previous Mishnah who would travel to communities far from Yerushalayim to tell them which day was Rosh Chodesh for those 6 months of the year. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vehen Masakhtan Asamoedos, the reason why these months are so important is that through the witnesses' testimony regarding them, the Beis Din would establish not only the dates of Rosh Chodesh, but also the dates of the Yamim Tovim Ani De'Oraisa level, the Yamim Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, which occurs right after 49 days after Pesach, depend on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot depend on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, this halacha that allowed witnesses to desecrate Shabbos only for the months of Nisan and Tishrei did not apply until after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When it still existed, the halacha was different. Kshahayu Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechal and Afal Kulin, Mipnei Tekonas HaKarban, they would violate Shabbos for all of them, because there was a carbon muzzle that needed to bring on Rosh Chodesh as well. So only once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no carbon, but as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, that they would violate Shabbos. They would allow the witnesses to violate Shabbos for all of the Yamim Tov, for all of the Rosh Chodesh, testimonies. Once the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around anymore, then it was only for Nisan and Tishrei. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey says the Mishnah ben Shanira Baalil, ben Shalonira Baalil, Mechal, and Alavis HaShabbos, whether the new moon was clearly visible because it was high above the horizon, or was only not clearly visible because it was close to the horizon and hard to see because of the setting sun, witnesses may violate Shabbos to travel to Yerushalayim and to testify about it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, however, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Imnira Baalil, ein Mechal, and Alavis HaShabbos, if it was clearly visible, they may not violate Shabbos to travel to Yerushalayim and testify about it, because it was surely seen in Yerushalayim as well by other people, and their testimony is unlikely to truly be needed. That according to Rabbi Yossi, the Chacham did not allow witnesses to violate Shabbos unless there is a significant chance that their testimony is actually going to be used. Quick review, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet taught us that before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they would only allow witnesses to violate Shabbos for the new months of Nisan and Tishrei, because those are the Yamim Tovim that have that are directly related to the Yamim Tovim on a Torah level. Again, the Yamim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos are set related to the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. The Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot depend on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we would allow anyone to violate the Shabbos for testifying about Rosh Chodesh because of the fact that a carbon musaf was brought on Rosh Chodesh. That's what we daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh, because there was a special carbon musaf, an additional carbon brought on Rosh Chodesh that would allow people to violate Shabbos if necessary to testify about the new moon. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey taught us that according to the Tanakhama, that we would allow people to violate Shabbos whether the new moon was clearly visible, and in that case there was really no reason for them to go. There was a reason for them to go, but one might think that they didn't have to go because at the end of the day, someone else might have seen it. Or it was not clearly visible there too. The Tanakhama says they would be allowed to violate Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says no. The only time that you would be allowed to violate Shabbos was in a situation where it wasn't clearly visible. If it was clearly visible, then we assume that somebody else went to testify about the new moon. Have a great day.